It finished in a draw between Galway and Dublin in the Leinster Senior Hurling Championship at Croke Park this afternoon. Galway scored 125 as opposed to Dublin's 222, but the draw doesn't tell the full story of this game. It was a game that Dublin led by 12 points 7 minutes into the second half before Galway made a sterling comeback, and late scores by Jason Flynn and Evan Ireland had Galway in front before two Donal Burke frees rescued a draw for Dublin. In the first half, Dublin completely dominated and they led by 216 to 12 points, and they stretched 219 to 13 points in front 7 minutes into the second half before Galway, inspired by a brilliant second half performance from Dahi Burke and a wonderful performance all through from Joseph Cooney, came storming into the game. Galway missed a penalty in that second half, but they did score a goal when Galway captain Dahi Burke surged up field to score, and with the momentum with them, suddenly they were level on 1 goal and 23 points to 2 goals and 20 points with 2 minutes of normal time remaining. The sides then traded 4 points each late on, but in the end the draw sees Galway through to the final, where they'll take on Kilkenny in 2 weeks' time. As stated, Dublin were completely dominant in the first half. They ran at Galway. Galway stood off their men, and there was space in abundance for the Dublin men to completely dominate over a lacklustre Galway side in that first half. It was 1 goal and 9 points to 5 points in 17 minutes in favour of Dublin, with Galway giving away 2 goals essentially. The first goal came at 9 minutes when a ball went over the head of Galway goalkeeper Aidan Murphy, while their second goal, that came close to half time when TJ Brennan mispassed a ball across his own goal, and Danny Sutcliffe got in to put Dublin 2-12 to 8 points in front. Dublin had sterling performances in that first half all over the field and were able to work the ball out of defence comfortably, with 4 of their defenders scoring. Owen O'Donnell scored 2 points, with Conor Donoghue, Conor Burke and Dara Gray also on target. Donal Burke was a constant threat up front, with Keen Boland, Danny Sutcliffe and Keane O'Sullivan also to the fore, with O'Sullivan and Sutcliffe their goal scorers. For Galway in that first half, Joseph Cooney took the fight to Dublin and he scored 4 points, with Evan Nyland also scoring 4 points in that half, 2 from frees and 2 from play, with Ronan Glennon and Kevin Cooney with 2 points other Galway scorers in that first half. As stated, Dublin completely dominated all through that half, with their scores coming all throughout the field, and then they were 1-9 to 5 points in front, as I said, on 17 minutes. They stretched 1-12 to 7 points in front on 25 minutes, with Owen O'Donnell, Conor Donoghue and Donal Burke to the fore. By half time they were 2-16 to 12 points in front, and there looked to be no comeback in Galway. Indeed, when Dublin went 2-19 to 13 points in front in 42 minutes, Galway looked in serious trouble, with Donal Burke, Keen Boland and Danny Sutcliffe once again on target for Dublin. Fintan Burke had kept Galway in touch with the point. At half time, Galway brought on 2 subs, with Jack Grealish and Brian Concannon having significant performances as they came on, while other players who came on to good effect included Sean Lennon and Jason Flynn, and he got a point late on. Galway decided to push up on the Dublin pokeouts, and they gained momentum in the game, and in a quick as a flash they had 4 points scored, with Tom Monaghan, Evan Nyland with 2 scores, 1 from a free and 1 from play, also on target, before another Evan Nyland score left it at 119 to 17 points on 50 minutes. Galway also missed a penalty. Foul on Brian Concannon resulted in Conor Cooney taking the penalty, but was well saved by the Dublin goalkeeper Sean Brennan. Momentum was now with Galway, and on 52 minutes they got their goal. Jason Flynn's goal effort went through towards Dahi Burke, and he surged upfield to blast to the net, and suddenly it was 2 goals and 19 points to 1 goal and 17, and Galway had scored 1-4 without reply. Then Dublin scored a point from Donal Burke to leave it at 220 to 117, but the momentum was now with the men from the west, and 7 unanswered points followed to suddenly leave Galway level at 2 goals and 20 to 1 goal and 23 points on 68 minutes. Kevin Cooney pointed, as did Tom Monaghan. Evan Nyland pointed 2 frees, while Joseph Cooney pointed his 5th score, and then the sides were level when Evan Nyland pointed a free to leave it at 220 to 123. On 69 minutes, suddenly Galway went in front at 124 to 220. Dublin responded with a score from a Donal Burke free, before a foul on Kevin Cooney resulted in Evan Nyland pointing to put Galway 125 to 221 in front on 74 minutes. Dublin, though, had the last say in the game when Donal Burke pointed once more to level the sides at 125 to 222. And in the end, the result sees Galway through to the Leinster final, but massive improvement is needed for that clash with Kilkenny in 2 weeks' time. Aina Murphy scored a super long-range free for Galway in the second half, while other Galway scorers included Dahi Burke, who got the goal. Fintan Burke got a point. Joseph Cooney ended up with 5 points from play, including 4 in that first half. Tom Monaghan scored 3 points. Ronan Glennon got a point. Evan Ireland scored 10 points. He scored 7 frees and 3 from play. Kevin Cooney got 3 points. while Jason Flynn was also on target. In the end, it's Galway through to the Leinster final after a hard-earned draw with Dublin here at Croke Park. A superb second-half performance after a very poor first-half performance sees Galway take the draw. It was 1:25 for Galway, 2 goals and 22 points for Dublin. Niall Canavan for Galway BFM.